Welcome to Illuminated Lamb, where we discuss the themes of Christ and light as found in the scriptures. If you're following us on YouTube, please comment, share, subscribe, and like. It really helps us build up our position in the YouTube algorithm. Scripture has a number of interesting ways of describing human beings. One of them can be found in Psalm 100, verse 3, which reads, "Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture." A second way of describing us can be found in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, which read, "As you come to Him, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God chosen and precious, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." Peter compares believers to the stones that would be fitted into a temple. If you happen to take a look at this passage in the King James Version, it refers to us as lively stones, which I think is a rather interesting way of describing us. I can imagine in my imagination these stones just kind of moving around as we're being put into place in the larger spiritual temple in which the Lord Jesus Christ is seen as a foundation stone. There's also another way which I believe Scripture uses to compare us to something else, and that can be found in the definition of the word microcosm. Dictionary.com has two definitions of microcosm, which I think would be helpful for what we are going to be looking at today. The first is a little world, a world in miniature. The second is anything regarded as representative, a miniature version of a larger, complex reality. I think we see in Scripture that believers in Christ are, in a sense, a microcosm. And we're going to see how that plays out as we take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. It reads, "For God who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." It needs to be noted that at the beginning of this verse, Paul is referring to Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, which reads, "And God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light." Paul is making reference here to the very first quoted words of God as found in the Bible. He's likening the light that illuminated the early universe, the beginning of the old creation, the one that we live in currently, and likening to what happens in a new creation, which is one who is born from above, one who is in Christ. I believe that the Apostle Paul is pointing to us as microcosms of the universe, that in the same way that God in Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, spoke light into the world, that in a very real way, He spoke light into every person who comes to faith in Christ. The light that is shown into us is not, of course, natural light. We already have that in the universe around us. What we need is the light of Christ. But note how the light of Christ is being described here. It is the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. I want you to consider that the gift that God is giving us in eternity, going into the new heavens and the new earth, while there are many blessings that we can't begin to imagine at this point, the one that we know of for sure is seeing the glory of God in the face of Christ. The Lord Jesus makes this point in what is called His high priestly prayer. He prayed this on the night before His arrest. We find in John chapter 17 and verse 24, the Lord Jesus' request for His people, "Father, I desire that they also, whom You have given Me, may be with Me where I am to see My glory that You have given Me because You loved Me before the foundation of the world." As you reflect on Scripture and as you reflect on these verses that we've spoken about today, what I'd like to point out is that this gift that is being given to us is, I think, beyond our imagination to begin to work through. That somehow there is something about Christ who is so glorious, so wonderful, so magnificent, that seeing his face in glory will be better than any other gift that we could imagine in this world or the next. I'd like you to think about that. Consider Christ, who paid, to say it's a staggering price is an understatement, all that he suffered for his people in his agony of beating, of mocking, of being crucified in a horrendous manner. That if Christ was willing to do this for his people, would he not give us his best when it comes to a gift going forward? There are so many themes to explore here, and I want you to take a look at these verses again, if you would, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6, and in John chapter 17, verse 24. Reflect on what this means for you as a believer when you are taking a look at this and how they center in on the glory of God. That somehow there is this quality, this attribute of who Jesus is, that for us to see it not only makes him happy for us to see it, it will be the ultimate experience and joy for us to perceive it. I ask that you'll meditate on these, and I'll see you on the next podcast.